This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a fan of a father and son playing together, so that's all I can say.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
With the 55th pick, the Los Angeles Lakers select Bronny James.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If you can turn him into a point guard, I think there's the possibility he could have a pretty productive NBA career.
Earlier on the show, Giants linebacker Kayvon Thibodeau, actor Oliver Platt. Coming up, Texans linebacker Will Anderson Jr., host of American Ninja Warrior, Akbar Bajabiamila. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of this program on the air. Will Anderson of the Texans about to join us. Kayvon Thibodeau of the Giants did join us. So did in studio Oliver Platt of the Bear, which is back on FX, and also FX is the Bear on Hulu, which you can see right here on the Roku channel and the Roku platform. And guess what, folks? If you have missed the first 2 hours of this program, you missed terrific list. T.J. Jefferson's top five high school teammates of all time in honor of Matthew Tkachuk and Jason Tatum becoming champions. From the same high school in St. Louis, the same school bus in St. Louis. Yeah. In honor of the Bears, Oliver Platt being here, Chris Brockman just gave us what everybody needed, his power ranking of Bears.
Yeah. You gave, actual Bears.
Yes. So if you missed any of it, we re-air on the Roku channel. We also are on a podcast version of this program, all 3 hours, Cumulus Podcast Network. Please give us a follow there. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Be part of the soon-to-be almost 800,000 strong subscribers to that channel. That's right. We greatly appreciate it. Akbar Bajabiamila is about to make his umpteenth appearance on this program in support of the 1 millionth season of American Ninja Warrior. That thing's on more than Law and Order. He's coming out here shortly to maybe will he do like the Raiders win loss game? Should we do that?
I know people want to do the win loss
game as well.
Raider win loss.
Okay. You know, we're going to get to the phone lines after we get to right now our friend Will Anderson Jr., who's joining us. He's the defensive player of the year for all rookies last year, it's otherwise known as the defensive rookie of the year. That's a very long winded way of me saying welcome to the program, Will Anderson of the Texans. How are you, Will?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's just discuss for the radio audience, where I found you. You're in a, is that a truck you're in? You're in a truck? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm in my old high school truck that my parents got me when I was in high school, but I'm here. It's my niece's birthday and we're celebrating her and they're inside right now. And I just stepped out so I can do this Zoom call right quick.
Because you're about to hold a football camp in your hometown this weekend, correct?
Yes, sold out camp.
In Stockbridge, California? Georgia, pardon me. Stockbridge, Georgia? That's where you are?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So because you're home, the ride you're using is the ride that you had in high school. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Look at you. Okay. So you have your old mixtapes in the glove compartment, Will? Is that where it is? Is that what you got?
I think my dad cleaned it out and put all his old stuff back in here now.
Okay. any good memories in there, Will, for you in that truck?
Yeah, a lot of Friday nights, me and the boys in here after a good game, riding around, getting into stuff.
And are you still in touch with a lot of those guys now that you're in the pros?
They'll all be at my camp.
How cool is that? What are they going to do at the camp for you?
They're going to coach, have fun, man, and just come out and support.
Fantastic. So that's June 29th in Stockbridge, Georgia. If you're in the area, J.P. Mosley Park in Stockbridge, Georgia, go hang out with Will Anderson Jr. So now that you're looking back on last year's campaign, what did you think of your first year in the NFL, Will?
I really thought it was a really great learning experience. You know, navigating my way around the league, figuring out things. And sometimes, like, when I watch film, I just be like, bro, what were you even thinking? Like, what are you even doing right here? And it's just been a great learning, you know, a learning experience for me. And this whole offseason, all the things that I've seen in my tape, talk with my coaches and everything like that, those are the things I've been working on, you know, so far this offseason.
So give me an example of something you looked at it and you're like, what were you thinking, kid?
It's a lot of times just finishing on the quarterback and a lot of times just taking the edge. Instead of just, like, I would just stop at the top of my rush and not get extension at the top of my rush. So those are, like, some of the things that I've been, like, heavily working on this offseason and just working on my steps and my pass rush. So those are some things, like, I was just watching last year. I was like, bro, like, all you have to do is turn the corner right here and just reach, and you probably would have got a sack. So just those little things to fine-tune my game.
And you still wound up being Defensive Rookie of the Year anyway.
Thank God.
So where's that trophy right now? Where is that?
My mom has, like, this whole trophy case of all the trophies I ever gotten from, like, high school and up. So it's sitting there in the trophy case with all my other stuff.
There's still room in the case?
She's making room.
That is funny, man. And so the playoff experience, what did you glean from that?
Yeah, man. My honest answer is experience, man, and being healthy and making sure that we're more detailed than ever. To me, those games really count a lot. They mean a lot more. So really just making sure that everybody's healthy, having the experience, just being detailed on your job and making sure that, you know, we're cutting out all the mistakes and making as few mistakes as possible.
Well, I mean, you've got some new teammates, Danielle Hunter being one in particular. What's your conversation been like with that guy?
Man, he's unreal. He's been so supportive already. He's so smart. He knows a lot about the game, a lot about pass rush. He's very talented, man, but his character speaks a lot. He's always willing to help the young guys, help me. He's been teaching us so much stuff since he's been there, and I'm excited to play alongside of him, man. This is going to be a really great year.
What's your general sense of how, you know, that might open things up for you or you for him? Like, what's your sense of that?
Yeah, teams are just going to have to decide. I mean, that's a double-digit stat guy every year. So teams are just going to be like, shoot, we got to double this guy. So we don't know about this guy. So it's going to be fun. I think we're going to cause a lot of havoc and, you know, disrupt a lot of stuff. So I'm excited to go to war with him.
And, you know, it's interesting. You got the Colts first, and then your first home game is going to be against the Chicago Bears. I asked this question of Jeffrey Simmons the other day because he's got Caleb Williams first up to try and put down on the ground. What's your general sense of welcoming a rookie to the National Football League, Will?
Honestly, I'm just going to approach it like I approach every game. I mean, that's my job, is to go sack quarterbacks and to be as disruptive. And I just want to, like, be able to, you know, do that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really, like, get into, like, all the welcoming. Like, I'm just going to go out there and be who I am. You know what I'm saying?
I do indeed know what you're saying. And what do you say to the folks who have high expectations for the Texans this year?
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate that, but I think nobody's expectation is going to be higher than the expectation that we have for ourselves in the building and what Coach D'Amico, you know, wants for us and the standard that he has for us. We're just going to keep going out there swarming, attacking, and just building off what we did last year, and we can't worry about the past, and we can't worry about what happened last year. And this offseason in the training camp, we have to really grow together and really take that next step.
When did you first realize that C.J. Stroud could be particularly special at the quarterback position, Will?
I've known CJ a long time, but doing training camp and just OTAs and watching him throughout the building, man, I knew he had that it factor to him. He was showing up every day, locked in, connecting with guys. I think that's the biggest thing when you know a guy's going to be really good is how they connect with their teammates. And the team just latched on to him, man, because he was so personable. And then he was just so competitive on the field, and he would get, like, angry at himself. Like, he didn't do something right. Like, he would come back and fix it, and coach would, like, show highlights of, like, when he did it wrong, and then he would come back and show another highlight when CJ did it right. And CJ just kept building and building off of that. And, you know, that's who he is, man.
So I'm looking at your schedule before I let you go back to your family. By the way, you're kind enough to jump in your truck to chat with us and bust out of a family meal. So Christmas Day, you've got a Christmas game taking on the Baltimore Ravens. What do you think that's going to be like for you on a Christmas.
Yes. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. I don't know. The Santa and the Grinch is going to be there. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Well, any sense of revenge on your mind since that's the team that kind of sent you guys home sooner than you probably hoped?
Of course. They beat us twice, man. It's going to be a good game, man. I think it's a mutual respect between both teams. We both have great teams. You know what I'm saying? They have great players. We have great players. And honestly, it's just going to come down to who's most disciplined and who's most detailed. And I'm excited for that game.
Okay. And before I let you go, Will, Nico Collins and you, after the Rose Bowl, were you guys cool? Were you guys all right after the Rose Bowl, Will?
I seen Nico and I was like, bro, because I was talking crap. I said, y'all not gonna be able to hang with us. But he got the upper hand right now, man. So we still cool though.
And just so you're aware, I'm a Michigan guy too, which is kind of why I asked you, Will. You know,
Can't get away from you, Michigan guys.
No,
man.
We're everywhere. We're everywhere. But what is your sense of the future of the Alabama program right now, Will, with Nick Saban gone? What do you have for me there?
Honestly, I think the ball's going to keep rolling. Like, I think they're in great hands. He comes from a winning culture. He's won everywhere he's been. I think it allows the players to be a little bit more, you know, free and relaxed a little bit, which I think is a good thing nowadays. I think Coach Saban left a really great standard there. A lot of great discipline, a lot of great people there, a lot of great players he recruited. And I know that the new coaching staff, they're going to come in and do their thing. And just talking with the guys, they love it and they're excited about it. So I can't do nothing but love it too and be excited about it and wishing them the best.
Okay. What's your goal for this year before I let you go? What's your goal? You have it written down somewhere, Will?
I haven't written down my goals yet. I kind of do it like right before training camp starts. But my goal in just one word is just to wreak havoc this year. That's it. Like, that's always been like, if I had to tell anybody my goal, like, that's it. Like, I don't get into like my specific goals, but that's just my one like word to sum up all my goals.
But you will at some point write down a number on a piece of paper for sacks?
Will do. Yes, sir.
Okay. Will you at least tell me what it was for last year? You got it for last year?
Last year was like 7 to 10. Like, I just wanted to get like somewhere right there. But like next year, I really want to get double digit sacks.
Okay. So 10 plus. That's what we got. 10 plus
yes.
is the number that's.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But there will be a specific number.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to put 10 plus.
Okay. 10 plus. Well, we just worked it out. I appreciate you letting me workshop that with you. Hey, Will, thanks again for joining us here today. The youth football camp with you and so many of your friends and family members will be going down Saturday in Stockbridge, Georgia at J.P. Mosley Park. If you're in the area, stop by. I appreciate the time here.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me. Have a nice day.
You right back at you. That's Will Anderson, Jr. of the Houston Texans right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What a nice guy. Yeah. Seems like, and then you don't want any piece of him on the field.
Till the ball gets snapped.
Right.
And you're holding it. Nice.
Right. Aren't the baddest of asses the quiet ones and the nice ones?
Tends to be.
You know?
Fill the grill and fire up the party, folks. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600. It's got a full great sear zone so you can put more food on the flame and food will look as good as it tastes. The grill's hot. In 15 minutes, cleanup is simple. You're cooking on two levels at the same time, so you can make enough for everyone on top of it. You can add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert, so get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Joe in Buffalo, New York's been hanging on for darn near 2 hours. Let's get Joe on the phone. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
Is this Joe Ferguson?
No, it is not, sir.
Okay, so then just another Joe from Western New York.
Right, another Joe. There's lots of them.
What's going on?
Listen, I want to play the win-loss game for the Bills.
For the Buffalo Bills. I need music. I need a schedule. And I need you to beat Matt in, Matt in Oklahoma. He's a diehard Bills fan. He's a little irascible sometimes. So let's hear what you have to say about your Bills when they play the Arizona Cardinals to start the season, Joe, in Buffalo.
I'm very rational. We're starting with the W.
At the Dolphins on a Thursday night. Quick turnaround.
That's a win.
Home for the Jaguars on a Monday night. Nice long week off.
Another win.
3-0 at the Ravens.
That one's going to be close. I'll take another win.
That's 4-0 to start the season going into Houston.
Diggs wants it. I'll take an L.
4-1 at the Jets on a Monday night.
Listen, every year we got to lose to the Jets once. I think Josh is going to have 4 picks.
No,
I think that's going to be a Jets dub, a Bills loss.
2 games in a row they've lost now. Home for the Titans.
That's a win.
5-2 at the Seahawks.
That's a win.
Home for the Dolphins.
That's a win.
7-2 at the Colts.
That's a win.
8-2 home for the Chiefs.
That's going to be a loss.
8-3 off the bye, home for the Niners.
Oh, that's a loss.
8-4 at the Rams.
That's a win.
9-4 at the Lions.
Win.
10-4 home for the Patriots.
Win.
Home for the Jets.
Win.
At the Patriots.
Win for the end of the season.
13-4. Says Joe in Buffalo like nothing ever happened. Wow. Thanks for the call, Joe in Buffalo. Like nothing ever happened. They got rid of all these name players, and they're better.
I will be shocked if they're 13-4.
What's crazy is Cowboy fans are noted as we're the most crazy and irrational. And yet I've been the most rational with my schedule picking out of all of these teams. I mean, good luck.
Who has called in for the win-loss game and given their team a loss to the Titans? Has that happened yet?
You notice how you and I both laughed the same time at that.
Well, honestly.
Titans and Patriots are just automatic
wins. Automatic win.
Automatic win.
And they're not just wins. Some of them are like,
they're just like,
please,
next.
Win.
Yeah.
You know, some of them give out answers like they're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Well, that's going to be a tough one. I mean, we've lost there before, but I think we can win there. But let me just think about it. I might phone a friend. Let me go 50-50, and I'll go win. Hey, Patriots.
Win.
Win. Titans. Win.
Win.
I'm telling you,
disrespectful.
Do not sleep. The Titans are not going to be homecoming this year.
Right.
They will not be homecoming.
That's why we should have Jeffrey Simmons' picture pop up when it's time for them to.
Yeah.
Now what you going to say?
So there's that. Jeff in Detroit, let's take his call before bringing Akbar out. What's up, Jeff? How you been?
What's going on, fellas?
What up, though?
What do you say?
Oh, guys, been loving the show. You know, been driving, doing my thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know what? Do you got time to do the win-loss game for the Lions?
Oh, God. Sure. For why you, not? Let's do that. Jeff in Detroit.
I hit it last year on the nose, so let's go ahead and see what we got.
All right, let's do that, and then we'll bring out Akbar Bajaj Biamila, one of our favorites, Jeff in Detroit, here on the Rich Eisen Show, once again doing a Detroit Lions win-loss game, home for the Rams. What happens?
Home for the Rams, we're going to start that off with a win.
Home for the Bucks.
Home for the Bucks. You know what? I can say a loss on that one.
Oh.
I'm going to get the loss out of the way first.
A very M. Night Shyamalan twist to start. at the Cardinals.
At the Cardinals, that's going to be a win.
Home for the Seahawks on a Monday night.
Home for the Seahawks. Home for the Seahawks. That's going to be a win.
3-1 off a bye at the Cowboys.
3-1 off the Cowboys. You know what? I have an ill feeling that we're going to lose to the Cowboys.
Oh, I thought you were reporting as eligible, Jeff.
I know, right?
3-2.
I take that back. Hold on. You know what? That is their game. You know what? No. Give us a win on that.
There you go. And you're going to go for it on fourth down every time, and it's going to work. 4-1. By the way, I just talked him into 4-1. At the Vikings.
Right. At the Vikings. At the Vikings, the first with the Vikings is going to be a win.
5-1, home for the Titans.
Home for the Titans, win.
6-1 at the Packers.
6-1, that's going to be a loss.
6-2 at the Texans.
For some reason, I think we're going to have 2 losses in a row right there. It's going to be a little stumbling block.
6-3, home for the Jaguars.
That's going to be a win.
7-3 at the Colts.
7-3 at the coast. That's going to be a win.
8-3 home for the Bears on Thanksgiving.
Home for the Bears on Thanksgiving. That's going to be a win right there.
9-3 turning around. You got the Packers a week later on a Thursday night.
We're going to avenge the loss that we took earlier.
That is now, why don't we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-3 home for the Bills.
home for the Bills, that's going to be a loss.
10-4 at the Bears.
10-4, that's going to be a win.
11-4 at the Niners on a Monday night.
That's going to be the revenge game right there. We're going to win that 12 one.
12-4, home for the Vikings.
I see that's not.
Okay.
That last one, for some reason, I just.
12-5.
You know, it might be in a position to, you know, put their players up and.
12-5, Jeff in Detroit. Great to chat with you, Jeffrey. You be well.
Okay, you do the same, huh?
Adios.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff in Detroit.
Now that I buy.
I just love, again, how people just say, you know what, that's too many wins in a row. I caught myself on a bender. I need to stop drinking. And then they go cold turkey.
No, yeah.
The win-loss game.
Just have a couple more.
But the one thing that is consistent throughout, other than that, in the win-loss game, is somebody hears the Titans and they go, win.
Right off the bat.
Titans aren't going 0-17, people. They won't even. They will not. Maybe even finish under 500. How about them apples?
Boom. Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me right. Let's take a break. Akbar Baja Biamila is coming out of the green room to talk about season 1900 of American Ninja Warrior. This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier. But then again, there's that axiom. Bigger kids, bigger problems. Like having that conversation about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. My wife and I know all about it. Our oldest kid has got a Greenlight card. It's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then that Greenlight app includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores customized to your family needs and rewards kids with allowances for a job well done. Again, my wife and I have a Greenlight card for our oldest kid, and you should as well. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/RICH to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/rich. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Good friend of the program and friend of mine, Akbar Baja Biamila, back here on the program talking American Ninja Warrior season 16. Good to see you.
Yeah, man. Good to see you, too. You know, I was thinking all this news.
What were you thinking?
LeBron James and Bronny James. First off, I'm so happy for Bronny James. Mm-hmm. I kept hearing announcers say this is the first time in sports history. I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. We have our own father and son duo on American Ninja Warrior. We're a legitimate sport. We've got Brian and Kai Beckstrand. These guys have been doing it for a while. But it makes me excited, though, to see what Bronny and LeBron James can do. These two are an amazing duo on Ninja Warrior. Can you imagine father and son in the NBA winning a championship together, celebrate. I mean, Like, first off, does Bronny James stay at home? Does he get his own place? Like, that's
that's great question. Right? I think he's probably getting it. Don't you think he's in his own place right now?
No, he's not in his own place.
Hell yeah, he's got to be. Don't you think
he was in the dorms?
What do you think? He's sitting downstairs.
He was in the dorms? Yeah, right.
Come on. This guy.
Hold on. Chelsea Clinton was in, I know I'm going way back, but she went to Stanford and she was staying in the dorms at Stanford. I mean, when her father was the president of the United States.
Great.
What do you think? He's down in the James basement.
Doesn't make that much.
Is he down in the James basement screaming for the meatloaf?
Yes.
I mean, come on now. He's not,
What do you think? You don't think he would stay at home?
First of all, hold on a second. Akbar Baja Biamila, I just have to stop here and say, very impressive to take something ripped straight from the headlines and make it about your show. That's really impressive. That was almost as impressive as the physical feats on American Ninja Warrior. Like, you almost hurt yourself making that leap. That
but
tumble.
I did it though, like the ring chaser.
Very impressive. So I'm just wondering again, behind the scenes, take me behind the scenes. Yeah. The people who come up with the course ideas, the new course ideas.
Yep.
Did they not get enough attention as a child or something like that? Like,
you know,
who are these people?
Yeah, these people are the same people who coach football with and have never played the game of football, right? And they say, you got to make this tackle, you got to do this play, you got to run through this gap.
Right.
And I'm like, coach, it doesn't actually work like that. Wait, coach, I got a question. Have you ever played football before? No. So they design stuff that doesn't even make sense.
Right.
So I think it's the same people who are designing the Ninja Warrior course, hoping and wishing that these ninjas just fail miserably. And it makes for some spectacular television.
Yeah, they got bullied in high school by the athletes, and they're like, we'll show them. We're going to get in a position with the athletes, and we'll show them how we're going to handle business. Because honestly, I do not know. I mean, we just saw
Ring Chaser.
The ring, yo, explain to people what the ring chaser is.
As soon as you get on the apparatus, you hit the bar, that ring starts going through. Now you got to hustle through the bars and then catch that ring before it drops. If you don't catch it before it drops, then you are left with a little small ring that you can pick up and try to get it on top of that peg, which is almost impossible, right? Like, you got to have great optical discipline to be able to see it and land it. That's a hard one.
Yeah, that sounds like trying to make those free throws at a carnival.
That's
free throw, like
that, or one of those lethal shooters type of shots,
right? Where the ring isn't actually the circumference of the basketball, right? Like, you've just got to hit it in the right spot,
right? And I mean, but these ninjas find a way. I tell you, it has become so massive, like, to the point now, there's American Ninja Warrior adventure parks that are opening up. They have a couple opening up here already. We already have one in Orange County. So we're going to see another generation of athletes on Ninja Warrior. I think AI won't even be able to touch it. We're going to see kids flying through the course, like, at least for like 4 or 5 seconds flying.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's on somewhere right now. You know what I mean?
It is. You know what it is, too? It's great family viewing.
Oh, it is. No question about it.
It is great family viewing. And we don't get that. I don't know about you guys, but, like, it has become harder and harder to get the family together to watch shows. And it's one thing. And I don't think it's because Dad's on Ninja Warrior, but it's the one thing my kids will sit and watch. We'll watch together as a family.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's that. You're not wrong. Yeah. You know, Chris is just the one boy at present. I've got three kids. 15, 13, and 10. And as they get older, their likes get further and further apart, right? They're on their phones too, right? Exactly, they're on their screens.
Yeah.
But American Ninja Warrior is absolutely something that all three of them would be like, okay.
Yeah.
Shark Tank's another one,
yep.
To be honest with you. Yep. Like Shark Tank will stop all of them. What else? Like Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy will stop them. And anything we suggest will just, they'll be repelled by.
Right, right. You know, you're talking about, like, if you're at home, say, hey, let's watch this.
Right.
And all, like, I feel, I'm like, yo, I make good decisions. My kids, first of all, call me, Dad, what is it going to be, a documentary? I'm like, oh, come on. But this is a good documentary.
Right. Okay. Yeah, what documentary are you forcing your children to watch?
Just anything and everything. I'm a documentary guy.
Yeah. You're more than just a ninja warrior.
Yeah,
sir.
Right.
You got the neck up. Akbar Baja Biamila here on The Rich Eisen Show. Again, 4 times Emmy nominated for Outstanding Reality Competition Program, American Ninja Warrior, season 16, airing Mondays, 8 Eastern on NBC, and the next day on Peacock. I give you the Chiefs three-peating of the field. What do you do?
I'm going to go three-peat.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to go three-peat. It's very likely that these guys, they just drafted speed again. You know, we didn't see that a lot last season with, you know, with what they had going. Now that they got this deep threat, of course, he's a rookie. We'll see what that looks like down the road, but Patrick Mahomes just makes me excited. I mean, I know that sounds weird. I'm not trying to be weird. But, like, think about what he's done in just a short span in the NFL. I mean, we're witnessing greatness. And then, of course, Andy Reid as well. They're going to go for a three-peat.
I know they're going to. It's just – and I'm
– Well, are you hating on them?
I'm not. I would never do that.
So you're saying they're going to three-peat?
I'm
– You would never do that except the last couple of years.
Excuse me. 2 years ago, I made the 100% fully owned absurd mistake – of saying the Josh McDaniels coached and then middle of the season fired version of the Raiders were going to win the AFC West.
I was with you on that one. You weren't far off.
Okay.
It exploded for some reason.
I thought Devontae Adams coming in, I'm a huge Max Crosby fan, and I just thought that it was going to come together. My bad. Last year, I did in fact take the cheese like everyone else did, all the way up through Christmas when they lost to the Raiders.
Yep.
Arrowhead on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Then they didn't lose a game the rest of the year. Middle of the playoffs, prior to their game against the Bills, I said, I'm on the Chiefs now.
You're on the Chiefs.
I started the season being on the Chiefs, got off them to take the Ravens on the NFL game day morning mulligan given out on Thanksgiving. Then got back on them wild card weekend. And I'm like, I cannot get off them again. And then I didn't.
For this season, what are you doing?
I still have time.
No, 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 no.
I ask you the question. No, I don't want to see you next.
I want to know.
So I ask you now.
Okay. Well, I will tell you.
I've got time.
Okay. I will tell you, though, there is one team that has the ability to maybe punch them in the mouth and stop them from three-peating.
Okay, before you answer that question, AFC or NFC?
AFC.
AFC team that has a chance to punch them in the mouth and keep them from three-peating. You saying this means it's not the obvious. Are you saying it's the Texans?
Nope.
Okay, is it a division team?
It is a division team.
Are you going to go the Chargers?
Yes.
You are.
That's good. Okay, I see you. Little Richard Domus there.
Listen, man.
I was thinking Chargers also.
You were thinking the Chargers?
Because you said punch him in the mouth.
Oh, that's like a hardball statement, huh?
Right.
Yeah. I like hardball, man. I really do.
Well, you know what? You had me at hello with that one, as you might imagine. Hey, and we've mentioned it here over and over again. Last time Harbaugh joined the NFL as an HC, he plussed up the Niners 7 wins.
Yeah.
And if he does that to the Chargers, that's 12 wins.
Right.
Which gives them a shot at the division. Certainly, if possibly, 2 of those 12 wins would be against the Chiefs, and they'd have a tiebreak to put on the table. You never know. But why do you think that?
I just think wherever he's gone, for me, you know, it's more personal. I remember, you know, my rookie year, he was just, you know, like an assistant coach, you know, with the Raiders. And then when I did my very first game as, you know, a color commentator, it was a USD game against Moorhead, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting down, spending time with Coach Harbaugh. He won there at USD, left to Stanford, won at Stanford, left there, went to, you know, to the Niners, mm-hmm. left there. I mean, he wins everywhere. And not to mention, he went to give a little powwow speech to my son's tackle football team, peewee football team.
When did he do that?
Last week. Well, last week. So, and the way he got them kids riled up, I was like,
hold on a second.
I said, uh-oh.
Let's unpack this a little bit. What do you mean? Did you get him there? Who got him there?
No. The one of the heads at the on the team got him there, and Coach Roman was there. Coach Harbaugh was there.
For a peewee football team?
For a peewee football team.
Yep. What do you say to the kids?
Oh, man. Well, he said some things and got the kids riled up, but I will say this. The funniest question that popped up was one of the kids asked, because his first year playing football, he goes, hey, does wearing a nut cup hurt? And Coach Harbaugh was stuck on stupid. He was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that question. Those are his exact words. He said, does wearing a nut cup really hurt?
And did he answer the question?
He did not answer. He dodged that one. Next question. That was so funny. But the kid was innocent. He just wanted to know.
Did he think for a second a nut cup was a candy bar or something like that?
It's probably, you never know. You never know.
Oh,
that's
man.
So cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think the Chargers, more than any team, is standing in the way of the Chiefs potentially? Not an NFC team? You don't think the Niners see him again? You're not a believer in the ascension of the Lions or Green Bay?
I do believe in the Lions. Just on a side note, I was at the draft, and I just felt the energy. That was my first time in Detroit. And that city is, I mean, dumb excited
they
about
are.
What they can do.
700,000 people showing
it
up over
was
3 days.
Crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
And many of them wearing some form of Honolulu blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So Detroit could be, obviously, that, on the NFC side. But in order for them to even play in the Super Bowl against an NFC team, they got to win out, obviously, on the AFC side. And I think their biggest hurdle will be the Los Angeles Chargers.
Akbar Baja Biamila here on the Rich Eisen Show. You and Matt Eisman are going to be doing the Gold Zone for Peacock?
The Gold Zone, yes. Our equivalent of the Red Zone.
Right.
And it's exciting.
So you're going to be essentially doing, because I know Siciliano's doing it too.
Yep.
Is Hansen doing it
Hansen,
too?
I believe Hansen's going to be doing it as well.
So now, anybody who's ever zoned will be doing the Gold Zone.
But we won't be in France, though.
Trust me. I did Tokyo Gold I covered the entire Olympics, did an entire hour-long, everyday SportsCenter type highlight show right from beautiful Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah, that was tough.
That's where I do all my highlights, is the state of Connecticut professionally.
Is that right? I hope there's better taxes over there.
Well, I mean, 7 years at ESPN and then went back to the state of Connecticut and did a very ESPN-like show, so I know that.
This is the first time I can honestly say I'm going to one-up Rich Eisen.
How so?
I actually did the 2020 Tokyo Games.
In Tokyo?
In Tokyo.
Oh,
I won.
Boy.
Was that a good one-up or not?
There
pretty
it is.
Good. Pretty good. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I don't know, especially since it was the summer of 2021. Understood.
Right.
I get it. No,
right.
But that was cool.
Yeah,
What'd you do? Which sport did you cover there?
All of them. It was kind of like the Gold Zone. Okay. They just rebranded it as the Gold Zone. But it was kind of the same thing. It was a great experience. It was my first time actually experiencing the Olympics in that manner. So to come back and do it again 3 years later for 2024 is amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So the goal is, if somebody wins a silver or a bronze, not covered in the Gold Zone? Is it only
in
the zone?
It's everybody.
It's anybody's medal.
Anybody, especially, U.S. We're going to be U.S. focused. You get a medal, we're talking about you. We're talking about you. And then in the 2028 games, believe it or not,
right here,
we're going to have a form right here in Los Angeles. We're going to have a version of Ninja Warrior in the Olympics.
What do you mean?
Yeah. There's going to be aspects of Ninja Warrior going to be a part of the 2028 games.
Like as an official sport?
As an official sport. That's like, we're getting big time. We are getting big time. We're there.
Is that right? Is it the same people with the show who's going to create the course?
I think there's going to be a different governing body on top of that. I don't have all the
so they haven't paid the right people off, is what you're saying.
Right.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, I will tell you, though, it would be cool if Matt and I could call some of those. That would be pretty,
all right.
That'd be official.
Let's speak that into existence.
Yeah, amen.
How would you That'd not? Awesome. If it's on NBC, who are they going to get?
I don't know.
What is it going to be, Tirico and Collinsworth?
They better not.
Come on now. Let them stay in their lane.
Who?
Dan Hicks.
No, he's doing swimming. Tirico and Collinsworth will probably is that the first year of flag football?
Oh,
if it is, 28? then you got to get the Sunday night guys calling Olympic flag football.
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be cool. It was cool to see Phelps up in there with Rowdy.
Is it this year? Okay,
is it this year?
Oh wait, 28. You're right.
28. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're in. Good. You're in. We'll make sure it happens for you.
I could see them trying to get Rowdy Gaines kind of come in over there.
He's going to stay in his lane.
Yeah, stay in
the butterfly lane.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
I see what I did there. All right, Akbar Baja Biamila, say hi to Matt Eisman for me. You said he's getting married?
He is getting married. Nice. Yes. Yes, he is getting married. I am so happy for my boy getting married.
What's the name of that new
put a ring on it is what it's called. We're renaming it. Yeah, put a ring on it.
That's a different type of warrior ring obstacle. Game.
Oh, he's going to have to be nimble. Look, I've been married for 15 years, so this is the first time I think Matt's going to be coming to me asking me for advice. I'm like, oh, trust me. I got you, bro.
So season 16, and we're already in the middle of it. It's airing Mondays, 8 Eastern on NBC. The next day on Peacock, you can watch that right here on Roku through Peacock. And then, of course, keep an eye out for Matt and Akbar announcing the Paris Olympics for NBC Sports Peacock's Gold Zone, streaming live daily from July 27th all the way through to the end on August 10th. Say hi to everybody for me, sir.
I will.
Thanks for coming on here.
Absolutely.
Akbar Baja Biamila here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll be back to wrap up the show with your phone calls and more in a moment. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started.
Do you think Tony Soprano lived or died? Where do you stand?
I think he died, but David Chase might have said he didn't. I mean, that's just my opinion and interpretation. I have no inside
that
knowledge.
That he got whacked in that diner. You believe that?
Yeah, but that's just my opinion. I think David, I forget what he, recently he might have said something that he doesn't die or he's not sure, but yeah. I mean, the ending has been very talked about, you know, often and controversial, but I always thought it was an appropriate way to end that show. I think anything really concrete would have been out of character for the show because David Chase didn't like to wrap things up in tidy little knots and bows and stuff. You know, everything had a very open-ended, ambiguous kind of quality, which I think is more interesting in a way. It was airtime Sunday night when it really aired, and we went into a private room to watch it. None of us had seen it.
Nobody had seen it yet.
No, we all watched it together for the first time.
Did you not know how it was going to end at all?
I had an inkling because I remember David mentioning something about everything going to black like a year before, but I didn't really know what he meant.
Uh-huh. Right.
So we were watching it, and you know, it's getting close to an hour, so you know that it's ending. And then the song came on, and I'm looking at the guys, and it was, you know, it was very emotional because I'm like, this is the end of a lot of things because this is the, you know, this is the end of, you know, 10 years, it was really a 10-year span that we collaborated and spent all this time together. And, you know, that it went beyond just the show and became about our relationship as actors and as friends.
Sure.
And stuff. So it was a really big moment. And then it went to black and we were all, some of us were more shocked than others, but we were all kind of, you know.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Game time tickets. Make sure that you get this on your mobile device immediately and start buying tickets to any event near you, especially if you want to go to a baseball game. Game time is an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball. Makes getting tickets faster and easier if you want to wait to the last second. Prices actually go down on the Game Time app the closer it gets to the first pitch. They've got their lowest price guarantee. There's the all-in prices, so you get to see exactly how much everything costs before you buy it. You get to see your view from your seat to see how well you can see the field, the pitcher's mound, anything, the batter's box before you buy. Removes guesswork. Game Time does when you buy MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's go to Mr. in Puerto Rico here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, sir?
How you doing, Rich?
What's going on in Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
Out here representing my Niners. I wanted to do the win-loss game.
Okay. Very good. Let's get some music here. Mister from Puerto Rico wants to talk about the San Francisco 49ers, and we start with the Week 1 Monday night against the New York Jets. What happens?
The Jets make the playoffs, but they lose this game.
Thank you very much for that piece of information. At the Minnesota Vikings.
JJ goes for 250-plus in a loss.
All right. At the Rams.
The Lions win with a healthy Puka and Cup.
Oh, really? Okay. The Niners home for the Patriots.
Patriots, Brockman, I'm glad you got to see a parade. I love them. Been to a lot of them, live coming from the Bay, but this is a loss. It's a win for the Niners.
Shots fired from Puerto Rico, sir.
No, we're going to go 0-17.
Home for the Cardinals.
That's a W.
At the Seahawks.
A big W.
Okay, I wrote a very large W. 5-1, home for the Chiefs.
A very emotional win. Just wish it was at Levi Stadium.
6-1, home for the Cowboys. It is. You are home against the Chiefs, so there you go. 6-1, home for the Cowboys.
Our fans deserve it. TJ, enjoy this. Y'all are going to get a W.
Oh, 6-2, off the bye at Tampa.
We're going to take a win.
7-2, home for the Seahawks.
That's another victory.
8-2 at the Packers.
Jordan Love goes off, but we win.
9-2 at the Bills.
Josh Allen either throws 4 picks or 4 TDs, but we still win.
10-2, home for the Bears.
D'Amador Lenore coming out party, W.
11-2, home for the Rams on a Thursday night.
Congratulations, McVay. First time sweeping us ever.
Whoa! 11-3 at the Dolphins.
We get a long break. We get a win.
12-3, home for the Lions on a Monday night.
Lions are going to be the number 2 seed, and they're going to get their revenge. We take an L.
Wow. Lastly, at the Arizona Cardinals.
We're playing for the number 1 seed. That's the reason why we win the game and we go 13-4.
13-4, Mister in Puerto Rico.
You forgot on your French list. You forgot the stethoscope. You know.
Listen, I kept out.
One thing that keeps us alive that helps us out so much.
Okay, thanks very much, Mister. You're not wrong. There you go, Mister in Puerto Rico.
Is he in a very
Namath type lilt to his voice?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the stethoscope, Rich. You forgot it. It keeps us alive.
But if he's in Puerto Rico, shouldn't his name be Senor, not Mister?
Well done.
Okay.
No, maybe. No.
Okay. Spelled with a Y.
It was spelled with a Y. I think. Yeah. At any rate, long story short, 13-4. Let me tell you this, man. I'll tell you what, man.
Let me tell you, man.
if the Cowboys beat the Niners.
Oh, baby. Super Bowl.
It will be honestly. No.
Oh, yeah.
It will be on. The fact that if that would be viewed by everybody
as our Super Bowl.
As the Harbinger. Remember the Harbinger that your English teacher taught you about, mm-hmm. a Harbinger? Sure. Which was basically a foreshadowing. Remember what foreshadowing was? Predicting the future.
Sign of things to come.
That would say now, if they beat the Niners, that's what shows you the Cowboys are for real.
We're pulling for you, TJ.
Yeah, but as
I don't think you really are.
Well, he don't really have any skin in this game.
Well, I just took some criticism from my power rankings list for best French contributions. Yeah. Jimmy in San Antonio, wants to chime in about your power rankings of Bears. What's up, Jimmy?
A lot of Bears.
¿Qué pasó, hermanos? Hey,
hola, muchacho. Well,
Jimmy, what do you say?
All right, I'm really tired after last night's debacle. I mean, debate.
What's on your mind?
Well, I could talk about my Aggie baseball team and that debacle with their coach, but more importantly, I have a two-part question regarding Brockman's top 10 Bears. The Bearstein Bears.
Yeah.
One, are they Jewish? And two, do they like gefilte fish or lox and bagels?
Well, I'll answer this question for you. I think it's Bearstein. It's Bearstein.
Yeah.
Not Bearstein.
Correct.
Well, how would I know? I'm Mexican. I tried my best.
What else, Jimmy?
That's one of those Mandela effects, though. People not sure if it was Stain or Steen.
Okay, TJ, I agree with you. So is it gefilte fish or lox and bagels?
I think it's neither.
Neither.
Berries, to be honest,
berries and fruit.
I think it's just whatever. I think they're just foraging for anything.
I have had gefilte fish. That's why I thought it was funny to have.
I've never have. Never
what?
Will
you
I ever.
Haven't?
Ever.
About catfish.
I love it.
Dude. Oh. Well, that's why you're the Bear Jew of the Rich Eisen right. show. And I am not.
Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, Jimmy. Later.
Hi,
Jimmy.
Take care, brother. Tony.
That's why you are and I am not, sir.
Walk into that
Bears
one.
Like salmon.
Dude. One of the things I can't, that's why I didn't try mayonnaise till I was a 20-year-old man. Because I have issues with
texture.
Texture.
Yeah. All right.
And gefilte fish. It's just, no way.
I don't even know what that
means. Dude, what is it?
The Seder. Like, just you try it once a year, and I just wanted to pretend I liked it. And eventually, I believed it.
You
and
haven't.
I do.
But you like it so much, you couldn't even describe it.
That's true.
A poached mixture of poached. Ground, that's deboned just, fish, such as carp, whitefish, or pike.
Yeah, so let's debone fish, put it in some sort of a mix.
And yeah, then it is. Put it on some
and then you put it, it's like a spread. Then you put it.
Oh,
no
disgusting.
Way. Dude, no way.
It's amazing.
No
you
way.
You should try it, Chris.
No, thank
or
you.
Not.
Well, that'll wrap it up. we are off next week.
Let's go.
Yes, we are in a dark week, so we're not even on the Roku channel with regular shows. Though obviously, darkness. You can watch our show from the archives on next week on the Roku channel. So you can keep the fires burning there. But we'll be back with a fresh new simulcast program on Monday the 8th. So everybody have a safe 4th of July.
Okay, keep all your fingers.
Please do that. I think it goes without saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Every story eventually comes to an end. This June, hear the final episode of season 2 of the hit podcast series, In the Red Clay, Durham. In the Red Clay tells the unbelievable true story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history. In the podcast that people are calling riveting, incredibly moving, captivating, and addicting. Binge seasons 1 and 2 of In the Red Clay now, wherever you listen.